It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The ongoing government shutdown has costs, lots of them, not just here at home, but also overseas. In response to the shutdown, President Obama canceled a trip this week to visit four nations in Asia. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, that's disappointed and worried some of America's friends in the region who are counting on the U.S. to stand up to an increasingly assertive China.
The disappointment over President Obama's no-show in Asia is palpable.
Overall, Obama's inability to come has deepened the anxieties of allies in the region.
Psychologically, there will be a far-reaching impact.
It's the worst thing that could happen, for perhaps the worst reasons.
Those were comments from Richard Haydarian, a foreign policy advisor to the Philippine Congress, Huang Jing, a political scientist at the National University of Singapore, and Simon Tay, who chairs the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. After two wars and a financial crisis at home, President Obama pledged to rebalance or pivot American foreign policy towards Asia, which is becoming the world's center of economic gravity. But, as Simon Tay says, there's been skepticism over America's staying power.
For some time already, people have been wondering about whether the pivot, which was declared just 2 years ago, could really be sustained.
Leaders here hoped Mr. Obama would allay those concerns this week. Instead, his cancellation only raised more questions. Huang Jing of the National University of Singapore says it just didn't look good.
People are going to say that, oh, you cannot even put your own house in order. How could you take care of Asia Pacific?
Worse, the shutdown has become a source of humor. Richard Haydarian says it was a punchline yesterday at a current affairs forum in Manila.
They were all making jokes and quips about America. All were saying, like, the Americans even have enough money to sustain their own state operations. Can they be a functional state to begin with? Never mind them being a superpower.
For the Philippines, a close U.S. ally, declining American power is nothing to laugh about. The country's locked in a David and Goliath dispute with China over islands in the South China Sea.
For the Filipinos, the viability of America as a state with, you know, enough fiscal resources is a very important issue.
With Mr. Obama in Washington, Chinese President Xi Jinping had the stage in Asia to himself. He spoke at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, meeting in Indonesia, which President Obama had planned to attend. Simon Tay notes President Xi even became the first foreign leader to address Indonesia's parliament.
Which is ironic because in the last 10 years, Indonesia has become a compelling story for democracy. And rather than having the U.S. leader be the first person to address that joint house, it has been the Chinese.
Secretary of State John Kerry has come to Asia in Mr. Obama's place. At a speech yesterday at APEC, he opened with a joke.
In 2004, obviously, I worked very, very hard to replace a president. This is not what I had in mind.
Mr. Kerry then insisted the political stalemate back home had no bearing on America's commitments here.
No one should mistake what is happening in Washington as anything more than a moment of politics.
Ernie Bauer focuses on Southeast Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He says despite concerns here, the United States can and should become more engaged in Asia.
I'm confident for a couple of reasons. One, just the geopolitical math is compelling. Asia is where the majority of our trade is coming. It's the largest growth region in the world.
And for all the gloomy talk, the U.S. is still the world's dominant military power. Bauer thinks America's engagement in Asia ultimately depends on political will. And if President Obama can make it back here on another trip, well, that would probably go a long way. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.